challenges mean herbicides may be in short supply. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more.
Winfield United regional agronomist Kyle Oakey says the interest in Enlist soybeans and ExtendFlex soybeans for next year can also put extra pressure on product availability.
It's possible that you might not be able to get glufosinate for crop season 2022. That's already the talks that are happening. It's definitely an active ingredient that is in extreme tight supply, and everyone that sells on retail has been already been making their orders, trying to get into position to serve their farmers as best they can. Knowing that the order dates have already passed for like BASF's glufosinate and then even generic, I would assume almost everybody has already made their orders for next year. So now it's just if what gets delivered and how much.
Farmers are already considering a backup plan for glufosinate and glyphosate.
We know we have glyphosate-resistant weeds, and we know it doesn't work on certain species, but it would be ill-advised to cut out glyphosate completely because I think we're realizing that there's more than just grass that we're getting with glyphosate with the number of glyphosate-resistant broadleaf weeds we deal with in North Dakota. There's going to be other things that we didn't realize were a problem that we were getting with glyphosate, so I would say don't pull that from the tank mix. But knowing that things may be tight and that is possibly a choice, I would say a plan B is to make sure that you are running pre-emergent herbicide this year just to make sure weeds are smaller, easier to kill with the rates you do go and use. But I'm also seeing questions about group 1 grass chemistries like clethodim.
Oakey says much of the winter trainings will be spent talking through conventional chemistries and helping farmers work through plan B options.
What happens if you do cut out glyphosate? What if you don't get glufosinate? What are your plan B options? How do you attack this? How do you know when you have antagonism issues? How do you work around that? How do you still get the most out of the herbicides you do use? It's going to be an interesting season next year.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
More than